Love Talk.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
You
are. But
I had my share of love abuse.
Good evening. I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter weekend. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. And I would also like to give you a little bit words of wisdom before we begin our show tonight. I am centered in the present moment. The present moment can easily elude me. Every time my mind jumps to the future or the past, I miss the delight of here and now. But when I'm centered in the present moment, I am always grateful. I feel calm. I feel peace. As I concentrate on my breathing, I connect to the infinite within me. My scattered thoughts begin to focus, and I become present to this now moment and all its potential. Stress and worry disappear. In this centered state of being, I know that all is well. I am one with the living God, undistracted by what is happening out there, and at peace with what is happening in here. I am awake and aware, blessed and grateful. The scripture is seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continuously. 1 Chronicles 16 chapter, the 11th verse. Tonight we have a special guest. Her name is Denise Brown. She's a mortgage professional. She's been in banking and mortgage for over 30 years. And she's now with Capital City Bank and Trust Company, where she continues to do mortgages. Tonight, she has lots of tips that she's going to discuss with us about mortgages. Also, we would like for you to ask questions if you have some, and she will be glad to answer them for you. We will bring Denise Brown on and let her give you all the great tips that she is going to express and give to you tonight. Let me bring her on. Denise? Hello, Denise?
Mary?
Yes.
I am here.
Okay, on the air. Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mary, first of all, let me thank you for inviting me to share a few tips with your audience tonight about mortgages. And thank you so much for that introduction. As you said, I have been in banking for over 30 years. As a matter of fact, over 35 years. And I am presently with Capital City Bank and Trust Company, where we have been there for 7 years. And I wanted to share some information tonight with your audience in reference to mortgages. So many new things have happened within this beginning of this year, 2010, with the new HUD, new government regulations, new RESPA guidelines, new good faith estimates information, and new HUD information. So it can be confusing for a lot of people, but I want to just give them a few tips on how life has been made easier with the new regulations also. Right now it is, with all that's happening in the market, and I know that people are afraid because there are lots of foreclosures out there, values of homes have decreased. There have been a number of people indicted and arrested for mortgage fraud. And so a lot of people are afraid, but I want to tell them there is nothing to fear. Right now is the absolute best time to purchase a home. Right now I say that because the interest rates are low as they have been in years, and I mean over 20 years. Prices of homes have dropped dramatically, and so you can get some great deals on prices as well as interest rates out there. The one thing we need to know, which we should have always done, even through the subprime era, was there are a few things that we need. And one is, first and foremost, you need good credit. That means you need to pay your bills on time. You need to establish credit and make sure that your credit scores are at least 640 and higher. Your mid-credit score at least is at least at a 640 credit score or higher. That way you can purchase the absolute best rate. The banks will not be afraid to give you a mortgage. And then you don't have to, there won't have to be created new finance, new type of finances created. So with the 640 credit score, and that's even now for FHA products, FHA as well as conventional loans, you want to look at a 640 credit score at least, and that's a mid-score. And 640 is the minimum that you want your credit scores to be. With the FHA product, what you're looking for when you're purchasing a home, if you're looking for two different types of product, one is that you're looking for an FHA, government-approved loan, or you're looking for a conventional mortgage, which you can get those at any of your banks, either with your Fannie Mae products or with your Freddie Mac types of loans. With the FHA products, you're looking at about 3.5% down now. They raised that. It was 3% down. Now they're looking at 3.5% down payment. With the conventional loans, for the most part, you're looking at about 10% down. The more you can put down, of course, the better. The difference is with the conventional type product, if you're looking at financing more than 80%, loan-to-value, which means you're going to be putting less than 20% down, then you're looking at adding on top of your mortgage payments, your principal, your interest, taxes, and insurance, you will be looking at adding private mortgage insurance with that also with your payments. And so that can be a little expensive, and I know that 20% seems like a lot to put down, but the more you put down, of course, the better. The less you're going to be financing, and the chances of a better interest rate is always there. This year, our president gave us, the end of last year, there is an option out there with the $8,000 tax credit for the first-time homebuyer. And now there's also a $6,500 tax break for an existing homebuyer. With the $8,000, with both of these products, this product actually ends the end of this month. It was extended. It was supposed to end the beginning of April, and it has been extended until April the 30th. So that is an incentive out there for people to purchase homes. And what you want to do is if you decided that you wanted to purchase a home, or maybe you've already purchased a home and you're using this $8,000 tax credit, you always want to talk to a certified public accountant to make sure that you are getting the best, using the best product for this $8,000 down payment, or this $8,000 tax break, or this $6,500 tax break for purchasing a home here. There have been some new HUD guidelines that started at the beginning of this year, and these were guidelines that were brought down by the government, and this is the new RESPA program. With the new RESPA program out there, this program was actually designed to protect the borrowers. As I said in the past, borrowers were getting in trouble. They were given loans that they really could not afford. There were all types of new creative financing that was out there. One product was no income, no asset verified. Credit scores, you know, we played with the credit scores. You could have at least a 520 credit score, which means it's pretty low, pretty poor credit, and you were able to get a mortgage. That has all changed. That with the new guidelines out now, with the new RESPA, with the new incentive that the governments are offering, they are there to protect the borrower. With the new RESPA, the new good faith estimate that came out January of this year, the new guidelines for the new good faith estimates and the new HUD. One is that in the past, what we could have done as mortgage brokers was a customer came in to apply for a mortgage. They completed an application. I gave them 3 days. I had 3 days, rather, to complete a good faith estimate and a truth in lending statement for that particular borrower. The good faith estimate at that time would tell that borrower how much it's going to cost him to get this loan. In the past, the good faith estimate was there were certain numbers that we completed for the borrower and a certain total for the closing costs for that borrower with that good faith estimate, the initial good faith estimate. However, when a lot of them got to the closing table, that final good faith estimate that they got and the final truth in lending statement they received, the numbers were totally different from the good faith estimate that was initially given to them. More than likely, the numbers were much higher. That borrower had to bring more closing costs to the table, or they were charged much more than they were told from the beginning. Well, with the new RESPA guidelines now, there are certain tolerances that the government will allow and certain tolerances that they will not allow on the new good faith estimate. So now, in preparing the initial good faith estimate and the early truth in lending statement, I have my numbers on the good faith estimate has got to be as close as possible as to the numbers that will be on that final good faith and that final truth in lending statement. Again, there are certain tolerances that the government will allow and certain that they won't. The final analysis is that good faith estimate, the initial good faith estimate that I prepare for that borrower, those numbers, that closing cost, cannot be more than 10% closing cost of the final good faith estimate. So in other words, I can't charge you, I can't say that I am charging you a certain number of closing costs on the initial good faith estimate and the initial truth in lending statement, and then you get to the closing table, the borrower will get to the closing table, and the figures are 10% or higher. What happens in that case, if by chance the good faith estimate, that final good faith estimate, and that final truth in lending statement is 10% higher than the initial good faith estimate and truth in lending statement, we won't be able to close that loan at that time. We have to go back and reissue a new truth in lending statement and a new good faith estimate for that particular borrower, and it could be 7 days before they can close that deal. So a lot of people will not be happy with that. Of course, in most cases, the state agent won't be happy. Certainly the borrower won't be happy, and neither will the bank or the closing attorneys for that matter. So, again, these guidelines have been put in place to protect our borrowers, which is absolutely a great thing. So there are certain new guidelines now on the new HUD one settlement statement. Again, those numbers have to match really closely with that final good faith estimate and the final truth in lending statement, and it can't be any higher. Just like the good faith estimate and the truth in lending statement, that final HUD cannot be 10% higher than the initial good faith estimate and the initial TIL, truth in lending statement. And so there are some guidelines that's been placed out there that again, is there to protect the borrower and essentially to protect the banks and the closing attorneys and all involved. We mentioned the $8,000 tax break for first-time homebuyers. We mentioned the $6,500 tax break for existing homebuyers. And another good reason to purchase a home now, again, as we said, is the interest rates are so low. Interest rates haven't been this low, and I know over 20 years. Right now, if you're looking at pretty good credit and you're looking at a really decent down payment, 3.5% for FHA, 10% or more for a conventional loan, then a 30-year fixed rate, you could be looking at about 5.75% interest rate. Great deal. If you were looking to finance a mortgage for 15 years, you're looking at about 4.5% interest rate. Those are absolutely great rates, and these are fixed rates. Now, there's also what's known as the adjustable rate mortgage out there, and those rates are basically tied to prime. Prime right now is 3.25%. And what the lender typically does is if there's an adjustable rate mortgage that the consumer wants or the borrower wants, then we usually take whatever prime is and add a couple of points to it to get the rate. For instance, more than likely now, if you were looking at an adjustable rate, you would be looking at prime, which is 3.25%, plus really 2 points. So you're looking at a rate, adjustable rate right now of 5.25. The only difference is when the prime rate goes up, so will your interest rate, and therefore so will your payments. A lot of things happened in the past, again, with the mortgages, and one was the adjustable rate mortgage. Because the rate was so low at the time, that was how we were able to get people qualified into mortgages that, again, once their payments, the interest rate adjusted, the borrowers could no longer afford the payments. And at that time, what was supposed to happen is once that certain term was up that we financed that adjustable rate for, the borrower was supposed to be able to go in and actually refinance that loan into a fixed rate loan. Well, the mortgage bottom fell out. The mortgage products hit the bottom. Foreclosures were on the rise. People couldn't afford it, and banks were afraid. And they still are afraid, in a sense, to lend money on mortgages. So, again, that's very good. The very best reason to have a good credit score, good down payment, so that when you go to your bank, whether you go to a Capital City Bank and Trust Company, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, wherever you decide to go, you can actually shop for the best rate, and the bank will not look at you as a risk. Now, another thing that the good faith estimate we have to show now on the good faith estimate is not only should you be looking at the interest rate, but you should also be looking at the closing costs. There are three columns where we have to do a comparison now. One is we actually state our loan out. If the loan, whatever the loan amount is, the interest rate, and what the terms are, and what the closing costs are. In another column, we have to give the borrower an idea of what their payment would be if this interest rate was lower. In the third column, we'd have to give the borrower information on if the closing costs were lower. So we now have to show the borrower three comparisons on the good faith estimate. What I suggest that any borrower does, and it is very important that the borrower do this, is shop for the best rate. Shop different banks, shop different credit unions, shop anybody that will finance a mortgage for you so that you know what you're getting. So you look at everything. Look at the total amount of the loan. Look at the interest rate. Look at your payments. Look at your closing costs so you can make a wise decision on purchasing this home. The same if you were looking to refinance your home. You want to do the exact same thing. We have, as a matter of fact, to prepare the same good faith estimate. We go by the same guidelines, whether that borrower is refinancing their home that they presently own or if they're looking to purchase a new home. Another thing I want to suggest is, again, this is perfect time for purchasing a home for seniors as well as for young people. And this is what I tell a number of people that I talk to, especially seniors that have adult children. You always want to, if that adult child is living at home with you, charge them some rent. Even if you don't need the money for rent for the home that they're living with you in, take the money and save it for them, because it's a perfect time for them to purchase a home. And with that, with the funds that you maybe can save for them or a gift that you can give to them, we can use that as a source of down payment for the young person that wants to buy a home. Again, this is perfect timing because the values are now lower, so the sales prices are lower, and the interest rates are much lower. As long as you have good credit and as long as you have a decent down payment. So mortgages are out there. Banks, again, are for whatever reason a little afraid of lending money now, maybe because of the amount of losses that they have because of the foreclosures. But I got to say that we did this to ourselves in a sense, because we qualified people for homes that actually did not qualify. And I know there was this great push out there for home ownership for everybody. And that's a great idea. And, yes, we did put a lot of people in homes, but a lot of people could not afford the homes that they were put in. A lot of them could, but a lot of them couldn't. And so with the incentive again now to get back to basics with protecting your credit, keeping your credit scores at a high rate, keeping your balances low, your existing loans, your existing credit cards. Shop for the best rates even on your credit card, as well as on your mortgages and any other type of loan that you're looking for. With good credit, you can get the best of any type of loan, whether it's a mortgage, whether it's consumer loan, or whether you're a self-employed borrower or you're looking for a commercial loan. Those rates can absolutely be the best rates based on your credit. One other thing I want...
Go ahead.
Go
ahead and make the last statement. I want to see if anyone want to ask any questions regarding mortgages.
Okay. All right. One thing I want, we were talking about seniors. The one I wanted to share with seniors is one thing I don't know that it depends on what county you live in. But if you're 70 and a half years old, some counties and some cities have a tax break a property tax break for senior citizens. You want to go to your county, contact your county tax assessor's office, and find out if you qualify for a lower property tax rate base for your home. And then one of the last things I wanted to share is that how foreclosures are affecting our neighborhoods. They are affecting them greatly, so it's a chance that you live in a stable neighborhood and you have seen your value decrease, but you've also seen a lot of foreclosures in your neighborhood. They are out there, and it does negatively affect your neighborhood and the values. So with that, I hope I was able to give you some information and some tips that will be able to help you either with your home purchases or with refinancing your home. And with that, I'd like to leave my phone number with you guys. And so if you do have any questions, you can reach me, Denise Brown, with Capital City Bank and Trust Company at 404-752-6067, extension 298. And with that, I'd like to turn this back over to Mrs. Hollis. Thank you, Mary.
Denise, repeat your telephone number again, slowly again, please.
Okay. That number is 404-752-6067, extension 298.
Denise, thank you so much for all of that information that you gave us. I want to see if anyone has any questions. There's no one looking at the numbers. No one has tuned in to be on the air. But if you have any questions, you still have time to do that. Does anyone have any questions for Denise regarding mortgages? I know she gave us a lot of information and pretty much gave us a lot of great tips, and I can't believe that the rates are so low. I mean, you can get a mortgage now for, what, 3.5%?
Denise? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. If you're looking for an adjust for a 15-year mortgage, yeah, you can look at 3.5%, and in a lot of cases, if it is 3.5%, you might be buying some points down. But for the most part, if you were looking at a fixed rate on a 15-year mortgage, you're looking at 4.5% maybe, and you don't have to, and that's not that's at a par rate, so that means you don't have to pay for that rate.
Okay.
These rates haven't been this low, Mary, like I said, and I know over 20 years and probably longer.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful for people who are interested in purchasing a home. And I hope that everybody will, take advantage of it. I do see someone on the air that has a question. Just one second, Denise.
Okay.
Let me bring her on. Just a second. You're on the air.
Hi. Denise.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great.
Identify yourself.
This is Sheila, and I'm in California. The interest rate, Denise, is that the same nationwide?
It's the same nationwide. It is. And the one thing what we do, we look at the government actually sets the rates. And, of course, each bank has their own set of rates. And so you can go on to rate.com. And it'll give you the rates for the particular loan product that you're looking for. If you're looking for conventional, you're looking for FHA, if you're looking for a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year or even a 10-year mortgage. And there, at one point, they had 40-year mortgages and 50-year mortgages out there. So, and that we were using those just to get other borrowers qualified. But for the most part, 30-year rate is what you're looking at. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
so, Sheila, those rates are...
I was going to say, what I'm interested in, Denise, is refinancing my home because I'm in a variable right now.
Yes, ma'am, which is the same as the adjustable rate. Yes, ma'am.
That's right. And so that was for 7 years, and so my 7 years was up back in October, and so my house note dropped about $300. And so I haven't done anything with regard to refinancing, but what I'm thinking is to refinance into a fix at this point.
Right.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Sheila? I'm sorry.
I can hear you.
Okay. You're absolutely right. Your 7 year arm, your 7 year adjustable rate has expired. Right.
Right.
Now let me ask you this: what rate do you presently have on your adjustable rate mortgage?
You know, Denise, I'd have to look.
Okay.
I don't want to quote it out of not knowing for sure.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking it's around 5-something.
Okay. Right now, Sheila, it would be a perfect time for you to refinance into a fixed rate product, because what could possibly happen is your fixed rate, first of all, you can probably, depending on your credit scores now, you can probably get a fixed rate of at least what your adjustable rate mortgage is right now, or maybe even lower.
Okay.
Now, one thing you want to look at, you do want to watch this, so check your paperwork and contact your lender if you need to. Sometimes what happens after that adjustable rate period has expired, then it could be that your mortgage company could add more points to your rate. For instance, right now, if your rate is 5.25, and say the your prime, and it is based on your prime rate right now is 3.25. At the end of that period, or that balloon period, what could happen is your lender can now say, your rate, if you don't refinance it, your rate is now say prime plus 4, or prime plus 3, and what happens is, Every year, especially if the prime goes up, your rate is going to go up.
Okay.
And even if prime does not go up, they will continue to add points to your prime, to that adjustable rate. So now is the perfect time to look at getting a fixed rate.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
I will do that because my credit score is excellent. And so I'm gonna do this. Now.
Great. Now, one thing, Sheila, you want to also find out from them Because if, now here's one tip. If you refinance with the same mortgage company, if you like your company that you're with, if you refinance with your mortgage company where you presently that you presently have, then it's a good chance that they can do what they call a streamlined refinance, which means they don't charge you a lot in closing costs to refinance your home. So look at that.
Okay.
Ask them about the streamlined refinancing. And with that, they don't charge a lot of points. As a matter of fact, your closing cost is real minimal.
Okay. Streamlined refinancing.
Yes, ma'am. Streamlined refinance.
Okay. Thank you, Denise.
All right. Thank you, Sheila.
And thank you, ladies. Our time is up, but I'm glad that you were able to get your question answered, Sheila.
Thank you.
I would definitely consider that because this you can't beat these rates. And you don't want to for those rates to go back up again as far as the prime, just like Denise explained to you.
Mm-hmm.
But our time is up. Denise, thank you so much. You've given us so much great information. Thank you. And for being on the show. Next week, we will have another guest, but it will not be on any specific topic. We will have some inspirational vitamin. For the next two shows, we will have two different speakers. So enjoy and have a good week.
Thank you.
And just know that God loves you, and so do we.
Amen.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And its strength.
Miss you.
Miss you. And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here.